USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Born on this day in 1929, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is also known as Days of Service. MLK Day of Service is intended to empower individuals, strengthen communities, bridge barriers, create solutions to social problems, and move us closer to Dr. King's vision of a beloved community.
Let freedom ring from every hill and mole hill of Mississippi, from every mountainside.
Tsunami waves rolled ashore Saturday along the west coast of the United States after the powerful eruption of an undersea volcano near the Tonga Islands in the Pacific Ocean. Meteorologists reported 1 to 3 foot waves generating minor flooding. Some Alaska residents reported hearing a sonic boom roughly 7 hours after the volcano erupted. A pressure wave traveled 5,820 miles from Tonga to Anchorage at a speed of 830 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tornadoes spawned by a powerful winter storm moving across the south destroyed and damaged dozens of homes in the Fort Myers, Florida area overnight. One of these tornadoes, an EF2, destroyed 28 homes and damaged 62 so severely that they were unlivable, the Lee County government said in a press conference. Up to 200 people were forced out of their homes due to the damage. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been announced across much of the northeast for today. Charles McGee, a Tuskegee airman who flew 409 fighter combat missions over three wars and later helped bring attention to black pilots who battled racism at home to fight for freedom abroad, died Sunday. He was 102.
Tuskegee airmen are black pilots, mechanics, and support people who, when our country declared war against Hitler, came forward and dispel the biases and generalizations that because of the color of our skin, we couldn't support our country in a technical area.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
As the White House continues to ignore the threat of violence against President Trump by Iran, one lawmaker is calling out the Biden administration's silence as dangerous to all Americans. Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax.
You know, this is just really frustrating because when you see a video like that with what Iran's Supreme Leader put out, it's not just offensive, it's dangerous, it's violent. And you would hope that we could maybe look past this as Republicans versus Democrats. This is an American issue that they need to be looking at this through this lens. And you have to ask yourself, is this administration, the Biden administration, are they so obsessed with Trump? Are they so hate-filled and vitriolic towards President Trump and his supporters that they can't even bring themselves to condemn a violent and dangerous video from Iran's Supreme Leader, who would love nothing more than to see America as a whole, Republicans and Democrats equally, fall flat on their face? That speaks volumes of this administration. And you wonder why their approval ratings are so low? It's because they are so one-sided. They are so vindictive. And their violence, the silence that they're exhibiting right now, it is dangerous. The silence is deafening coming out of the White House on this.
Many businesses and institutions around the country will be closed in observance of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday today. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.